and said that as far as the infrastructure bill is concerned, he is not going to provide a Democrat vote for that measure. And believe it or not, he was very, very specific about this. This is cut to Joe Manchin earlier today on radio.
As the bill exists today, it needs to be changed, Hoppy. The bottom line is that's what legislation is all about. And if I don't vote to get on, it's not going anywhere. So we're going to have some leverage here, and it's more than just me, Hoppy. There are six or seven other Democrats that feel very strongly about this. We have to be competitive, and we're not going to throw caution to the wind.
I think when he says we have to remain competitive, I think he's talking about the fact that if we raise our corporate taxes dramatically, it's going to make us less competitive around the world. What Trump did was made us more attractive to the rest of the world. And what Joe Biden wants to do is to make us less attractive, simply put, by raising our corporate taxes. That's a fact of life. Stay where you are. When we come back, we're going to talk about the nuclear option, the filibuster. Joe Manchin says he will not vote to bust up the filibuster. And I want to find out from you. You know, there's a perception out there that folks don't really know a lot about what goes on in Washington. I contend they do. They know a lot more than politicians give them credit for. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. Do you honestly believe that this filibuster thing needs to be preserved or eliminated? We'll see what you think. The phone number 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, you got a bird's eye view of the traffic cams right now, stationed all over southern Nevada. There is a crash on the left shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. They're in the cleanup phase there. Also, some delays due to construction in southern Henderson, Interstate 11 westbound at Horizon. Also, you are bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, once you get past the stadium there near Tropicana. Very, very slow. Also, heavy volumes, 215 northbound at Pebble. You're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. 215 west at Tenaya. And you're touch and go as you work through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at the 15 interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The college basketball season coming to an end on Monday night. The national championship game had Baylor knocking off Gonzaga 86-70 as Gonzaga comes up short in terms of putting together an undefeated season. They finished 31-1 while Baylor finishing out the year with a record of 28-2. Baylor is led by Jared Butler. He scores 22 points for the Bears, just the second national title ever won by a school in the state of Texas. Even with the loss, Gonzaga has already been installed as the betting favorite for the 2022 men's basketball title. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of...
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the problems with the cancel culture, when we're talking boycotts, Major League Baseball, that's a simple one. If you're really ticked off about what Major League Baseball has done in moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta and into Colorado. But the problem is when you get to some of these products like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola controls a lot of different products. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been surveying the product lines, and it's real difficult when you talk about, you know, big major manufacturing corporations. They manufacture a lot of different products.
They really do, Kevin. And as you look at this, we're familiar with most of these and have consumed most of them as well. Dasani Purified Water, Barq's Root Beer and Soda. These are all brands owned by Coca-Cola. Fanta Soda, you've heard of that. Monster Energy Drinks. In fact, I think they're the main sponsor of NASCAR. Vitamin Water, Simply Juices, Powerade. Now, on this list, Powerade is the one that I'm really going to miss, but I don't want to really help Coke out in any way, and I hope a lot of people do too. Minute Maid is also there, but remember, McDonald's serves Coca-Cola, so not only do you have to stop there if you want to boycott, but then you have to take it one step further and maybe boycott the people that Coca-Cola does business with.
Well, or you can order a chocolate milkshake.
That's even better for you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's interesting, and I'll bet you when you get to some of these other products that will glom onto this thing, that we'll end up finding more of these huge corporations that manufacture just a ton of products. That's Gentleman Jim Dallas, by the way. Every afternoon, he's on the other side of the glass. I want you to hear from a guy that I have grown to love. I have interviewed him countless times back when he was in the state of Texas as a constitutional officer. I think he was attorney general at the time. But Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas, and he refused the opportunity to throw out the first ball at the opening game for the Texas Rangers. Now, you'd think this would be a pretty cool deal, but Governor Greg Abbott has refused to throw out the first pitch. And in fact, let's go to cut three. This is Governor Greg Abbott. He is wheelchair bound, really, but a stoic guy. I mean, he's really smart. And when you see him on, even when you see him on MSNBC and CNN and places like that, he holds his own. He is really, really solid. This is Governor Greg Abbott of Texas.
because I could not associate myself with Major League Baseball that had gone out and done something that was absolutely ridiculous. It was taking positions with regard to these voter and election laws in the state of Georgia, where clearly Major League Baseball had not read or not studied and did not know what those laws provided. The MLB was basically boycotting the state of Georgia that has laws that are more lenient for voters than the state of New York, than the state of Delaware, where President Biden hails from himself, and not knowing what the laws provide, not knowing that the laws actually did not crack down, but instead expanded the ability to vote. It is ridiculous that we have some of these organizations that know nothing whatsoever about what the law provides, but they're getting and injecting themselves into politics in ways that are just flat out wrong. And I refuse to associate with an organization that is taking political positions when they need to be focusing on baseball. On the opening day for the Texas Rangers, they shouldn't be engaged in politics like that. And the last thing we want is for them to be engaged in politics in the state of Texas. What they did is political malpractice to inject themselves in a way in which, get this, even President Biden, as you may have noted yesterday, he walked back his criticism of what happened in Georgia, and President Biden made clear that they're no longer going to be deciding whether or not any state should be boycotted. They're not going to be using these erroneous terms such as Jim Crow laws, because they were just flat out wrong in what they said about Georgia. But also, it's important for you to know, and for Texas businesses to know, that what I was doing yesterday by not showing up to be involved in a Major League Baseball program, I'm sending a message to these Texas-based companies that have made the very same mistake with regard to Texas laws. We have American Airlines, we have AT&T, we have Dell Computers, and we have others who have taken a position against the election law reforms we made in the state of Texas, where the CEOs of these companies and the leaders of these companies admitted they had no idea what the Texas law said, or what the Texas proposed laws say, before taking a position against it. They need to stay out of politics, especially when they have no clue what they're talking about.
I want to ask you the question, because this is important. Should corporations simply do what they do? They manufacture widgets. They produce Coca-Cola. And that's what they do. They're not our moral compass. And they shouldn't be. How do we get the genie back in the bottle? I kind of halfway asked the same question of Charlie Kirk. And I'll simply tell you that it's my belief that corporations, major corporations, Fortune 500 companies, should stick to what they do best, and that's manufacture goods, services, whatever it might be. Is it time to tell corporate America to sit down and shut up? Shut the hell up. Is it time for that? Maybe it's going to take a Donald J. Trump. He advocated for, gosh, boycotting Coca-Cola and Major League Baseball and Chase, you know, Chase Banks. Is it time to do that? I mean, is that what's going to have to happen? Is America going to have to vote with its feet? Maybe that's what it's time for. Maybe it's time for us to begin to throw our weight around. I'm going to open up our phone lines. On the other side of the break, we'll get to your calls. At 844, the number 2-NEVADA, that's 844-263-8232. I want to hear from you. I'm fed up with this. I'm not going to take it anymore. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up. Now, let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Let's get to your phone calls. Let's begin with my buddy, Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. I might be slightly off topic, but you did bring up Donald Trump's name, that he like the idea of boycotting some of these companies. But let me ask you a quick question. It just came out yesterday. What do you think about this? He was soliciting money to get from people on getting money so he could use in legal fees and so forth. And a lot of people, the first case that came up was an old man in a hospice who was a Trump supporter, donated $500 through the computer, through the web page. But they didn't see, way on the bottom of all of them, they put a little box saying it's going to be taken weekly, marked, check it. And they were all checked by them, by the Trump campaign. Well, over $140 million worth had to be refunded. There was about 17 million fraud complaints, and it kept taking money out instead of 500 weekly and draining
it was a recurring
people's accounts.
Right.
Sick people, old people. What do you think about that?
I don't like the idea. But again, we don't know, A, if that happened, B, who did it, and if there's going to be a lawsuit.
Well, it did happen. Well, it did happen because the credit card companies had to all refund, and the banks had to refund money to people whose accounts were drained. And that's the way he ran his businesses before he became president. All his businesses were run that way, of scamming money out of people, right and left. Taking money from
Carl.
Them, like
Carl, can I tell you? Can I tell you? And by the way, you're not unlike a lot of people out there that just don't like Donald J. Trump. And the fact is, this was one great president who did a ton. You may not like his methods, but you know it's the same thing as when he walked down those stairs at Trump Tower back in 2015, and he promised he was going to do certain things. He did them. You don't like that he did some things. Hey, can I tell you? Hey, Carl, hold on.
Would you like a bank robber? A bank robber who gives an old lady meals every night?
All I know is that if he did anything wrong, he can be sued. He can end up going to jail if he robs a bank.
Well,
you know.
That's probably what's going to happen when the indictments are finished falling on his head next month.
We will all find out together. Carl, I'm glad you called. You were off topic, but that's okay. That's okay. Thanks, man. I'm just telling you, there are people that still have Trump derangement syndrome. And, I mean, even though he's been out of office for, 70-plus days, fact is, this is a guy that did an amazing job as president. And we're seeing what happens when you get an incompetent in that same chair. It just doesn't work. I mean, look along our southern border. Look at what we're looking to do now in our nation's capital. I mean, it's incredible. And I blame a lot of this on Joe Biden. And the fact that it's not Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. We'll get to more of your phone calls, hopefully on topic. And we're talking about this whole nonsense that's going on right now with Major League Baseball. And by the way, I've never been big on boycotts, but if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And I'm here to tell you. What's going on now is ripping America apart. And the fact is that it's time for these corporations to do what they do best, not moralize, but simply put, to just do what you do. We'll get to more of your phone calls on the other side as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k feed disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Great to have you with us. Coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by State Senator Scott Hammond. He'll be joining us from Carson City. And I'll simply tell you, I'm going to put this question to him. The idea that corporations see themselves as bigger than just manufacturers and providers of goods and services, that somehow they're a moral compass for our nation. And I keep asking the question, why? Who gave them that title? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I asked Charlie Kirk at the top of the hour, and I said, where did this begin? I mean, did we start this somewhere? You know, there have been boycotts for as long as in the civil rights era, there were boycotts of businesses in various communities. I understand that. But the question is, who entitled the businesses, the major corporations, the Fortune 500 companies, who gave them the right to suddenly dismiss other businesses simply because they disagree politically? You know, something as simple as the right to vote. Who is it that gave them that title? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but I will ask Scott Hammond. Also, Tommy White will tell us what he knows about the infrastructure package in our nation's capital. Does he support all of it? or just some of it. We'll talk with him a little bit later. And then Megan Barth after 5 o'clock. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll also find out about her ongoing battle with Big Tech. I mean, she's been kicked off of, Twitter and Facebook and different entities like that. I'll be fascinated to know how her battle is going. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. We got a lot of ground to cover. Also, Piers Morgan. I normally don't feel sorry for him.